I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I spoke with Lindsay Carey. She's the Director of Early Childhood Education at MERESA, or the Marquette-Alger Regional Educational Service Agency. We talked with her about some informational meetings coming up for employers next week that have to deal with the TriShare childcare program. Here's more from Lindsay Carey.
So the Michigan TriShare, we are the UP hub, and we are working in collaboration with the Michigan Women's Commission to help offset child care costs for employees by sponsoring with their employer to cover a third, the grant covering a third, and therefore the employees would only have to pay a third of their child care if they qualify for the program.
So obviously you're looking for employers now to start looking into it, and that's what these meetings are about. What's going to be happening? When are they? And what are you talking about at them?
Yeah, so we are fortunate enough to partner with Northern Michigan University as our first business. So we've just gotten their first employees in through the program. And now we've kind of got all our procedures ready and we're ready to add more businesses. So these meetings will take place Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. at MERESA or via Zoom, or Thursday evening, the 26th at 5:30. At MERESA or on Zoom, and we will have myself and our finance team as well as the HR person from Northern so they can share what TriShare looks like for Northern and how they're working it for their employees.
So you're looking for businesses, more of a recruiting angle on this one here. Is there criteria for businesses, or is it open to any business?
It is open to any business here in the UP. The only caveat is that employees have to make between 186% and 300% of the federal poverty level. So they need to make too much for child care subsidy, but really under that 300 federal poverty level number. And all of that information is on our website at MERESA.org. If you look under My TriShare, people can figure out what their federal poverty level looks like, as well as employers can kind of just see who would apply, who would be able to apply from their business.
Well, when we start hearing these kinds of numbers of this percentage of that figure and so on, this is kind of where this meeting comes into play, isn't it? You'll be explaining this.
Correct. Yeah. We'll be going through all of this, the procedures that have been working for Northern, as well as what happens on our end to work with local child care providers to pay the tuition for the children. We work with licensed child care providers. That is the other caveat, is an employee really needs to have child care right now because we know it's hard to find, and also that the provider must be licensed in order for us to pay the one-third.
So you have two meetings coming up next week. Let's give them the details, when and where, and then how do folks take part?
Perfect. So Tuesday, May 24th at 8 a.m., the meeting is in person or via Zoom. And the other meeting is Thursday, May 26th at 5:30. Same thing, in person at MERESA or on Zoom. There's a registration link on our website at MERESA.org where you can scan the QR code or follow the link, and we will make sure that you get a Zoom link if necessary.
And for those that don't know, your offices are where?
321 East Ohio, right in Marquette.
That's Lindsay Carey, Director of Early Childhood Education at MERESA. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.